and they eat mosquitoes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You ever call him a dragonfly or snake doctor? Or
no, I don't know about that.
Oh.
There is in the kind of the fall of the year, that's what they call a love bug that is real bad up here, especially down around the waters and places like that. There, you know, get on your car and the windshield if you don't get them off of that. They stay on that colored part of the car. They'll take the little, leave their little sign. You can't get it off.
Oh, I know about that. Oh, what about some of the different kind of things that sting you, insects that sting you?
Well, there's wasps and yellow jackets and bees.
What's the difference between a wasp and a yellow jacket? Are they different?
Yeah, there's a difference in them. A wasp builds their home, you know, and fastens it to something, and they just keep raising and breeding in there. And now I had two up under this awning last year, and one of the grandboys just taken some spray and just hit them one time, and that got them.
Where would a yellow jacket usually build his nest?
Well, I don't know. They don't ever build it around here. Maybe you get off in the woods or something, you run up on a yellow jacket nest, and they really can sting.
And are they the same things as the hornets?
Huh?
Are they the same things as hornets?
No, there's a hornet different to that. But I don't know too much about the hornet.
And what about those, what do you usually call those things that, they fly around at night, and they might bite you, and they used to carry malaria and things like that?
Mosquito.
And what do you call those things that you get out in the grass, you get these small insects that burrow in your skin and raise welts up in your skin? What do you usually call those?
Well, there's a yellow fly that really swell you up, but I don't know if that's what you...
Is he the one that, say, lives out in the ground? And sometimes when you're a little boy, if you're out playing without your shirt, you roll around in the grass, is it?
Get in your clothes.
Mm-hmm, or yes, ma'am, get all in you. And is that the yellow fly that does that?
I don't think so.
Do you ever have a... Red bugs or chiggers or anything like that?
Yes. Of course, I don't ever get out and get any red bugs, but I don't believe they're as bad as they used to be. You go fishing or something like that, you're just well prepared to get a bath as soon as you can get home and get them things washed off. If you don't, they really can hurt and cause you to swell up.
And what do you usually call those insects that, some of them are green, some of them are brown, and they hop along in the grass?
I don't know.
They make noise at night, and they just, you see them, little green things jumping around, big jumps like that, hopping in the grass. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You just call him a grasshopper? Or?
Oh, yeah, there's a grasshopper. You can hardly catch him once in a while. I don't try because I don't care about putting my hands on them. But the kids have got out and caught them, and they say they're good fish bait.
Oh, you ever heard the grasshopper call anything else?
No, I don't think so.
And you mentioned fish bait. You ever use any kind of small little fish for fish bait?
Uh-huh.
What do you call those?
They're small brim.
You ever use any, there's some that you might use for fish bait too, the real small little fish that you might use them for bait?
Well, that's just little small brim, not big enough to eat, and they just cut it up and...